in the first hour of the program, drummer Ted Warren, strutting his stuff as a composer and leading his quartet. That's a jazz beat debut. In the second hour, jazz diva Jane Monheit in concert at the Top of the Senator in Toronto, great place for jazz. Katie Malik is your host Sunday night, 11 midnight Atlantic, 12:30 in Newfoundland after the news.
Here is the CBC Hourly News. I'm Jim Martin. A candlelight vigil was held in downtown Montreal Saturday night to celebrate the life of an Iranian-born photojournalist who died while in the custody of Iranian authorities. There are suspicions Zahra Kazemi died of head injuries suffered in a beating by police. She was arrested while covering student demonstrations. Her son, Stefan Hashemi, wants her body returned to Canada for an autopsy. Reporter Marie-Claude Lemieux is at the vigil. She tells us there are conflicting stories from Iranian officials.
Iranian officials first said she had a brain seizure. Then a few days ago, Iran's vice president said she had been beaten. And the version of events has changed again since. The Iranian deputy interior minister says Kazemi's death may have been the result of a fall. So Kazemi's son, Stefan Hashemi, says it's now time Canada asks Iran for the truth about his mother's death. He says he wants an autopsy to be performed on his mother's body, and he says it's not too late. Stefan Hashemi says he's spoken with his grandmother, who lives in Iran, and he says she's seen her daughter in the forensic department. So the body has not been buried yet.
Marie-Claude Lemieux, the Canadian ambassador to Iran, told reporters this week he has demanded an investigation. About 200 people marched through downtown Montreal earlier in the day, demanding dozens of the city's Palestinian refugees be spared deportation. On Friday, a coalition of community groups, including Palestinian and Asian associations, asked Immigration Minister Denis Coderre to stop the deportations and give the refugees Canadian citizenship. The coalition says about 100 refugees who have lived here for several years face squalid conditions if sent to camps located in Lebanon and Palestinian territories. The group says those who are returned have no freedom of movement, no access to medical care, and cannot own property. The first deployment of Canadian troops for peacekeeping duties in Afghanistan left Canadian Forces Base Trenton on Saturday afternoon. Task Force Kabul is Canada's contribution to the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan. 150 soldiers left. There'll be over 1,800 over the next few weeks. They'll be replaced by 1,800 others next year. The Canadian military estimates 5 to 10 of its soldiers could be killed during the full 12-month mission. John McCallum is Minister of Defense.
It is our fervent hope that that number will be minimized to be absolutely zero, but in the military world, in a world of suicide bombers, there are no guarantees.
Canadian forces begin patrolling Kabul next month. Terrified residents of the Liberian capital are trapped in the crossfire between rebels advancing into the city and forces loyal to President Charles Taylor. It's the third rebel assault on the capital, Monrovia, this month, despite regional attempts to get a peace deal. Paul Welsh reports from the capital.
Shells are falling on the center of Monrovia and gunfire is echoing around the streets. The rebels came close to crossing into the area which houses government buildings and international organizations. But Liberia's defense minister says they've now been pushed back into the suburbs again. He wishes peacekeepers had arrived while the ceasefire was holding. The rebels told me earlier that they were trying to win back ground taken from them by the government since the ceasefire was signed a month ago and that they had no plans to enter the city. Those plans seem to have changed.
The BBC's Paul Welsh in Monrovia. Conditions have improved in the battle against a stubborn forest fire near Thompson, Manitoba. Cloudy weather and some showers have combined to stop the fire's advance. The fire, about 21 kilometers away from Thompson, isn't threatening the city. No evacuation has been ordered. And a tooth said to have been pulled from Elvis Presley after an injury failed to attract the minimum $100,000 selling price on the eBay website by the time a 10-day auction ended. Frenzied but ultimately fraudulent bidding briefly pushed the price above $2 million before eBay required potential buyers to register if they wanted to place bids. And that's the CBC Hourly News.
Hello, I'm Gary Hayes for Artscape. We continue with our summer season on Artscape, presenting concerts from the past. This week, we'll feature a performance by pianist Nancy Bellil Pescatore. In this recital from the Classical Encounters series, she's heard performing the Tombeau de Couperin by Maurice Ravel and Chopin's Sonata in B minor. That's this Sunday on Artscape, beginning at 12:05 on CBC Radio 2. This is CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.
Welcome back to the second hour of Saturday Night Blues. I'm Holger Peterson. Thanks for joining us. Debbie Davies, B.B. King, Van Morrison, Elvis Presley, all coming up in the next 60 minutes. Plus, Marcia Ball. Let's roll this hour out with Smiley Lewis. Some New Orleans Rhythm and Blues with Smiley Lewis to kick off the second hour of the show. I Hear You Knockin' from 1956, later a huge hit for Fats Domino and then Dave Edmunds. Smiley Lewis was a fine blues shouter and guitarist who recorded many classic tunes that were later covered and ended up as huge hits for others. Fats Domino re-recorded four of Smiley's regional hits, including Blue Monday. For tonight's Saturday Night Blues Cover of the Week, I want to play you another original Smiley Lewis record that was later covered by Elvis Presley. The original is called One Night, and it refers to One Night of Sin, recorded by Smiley Lewis in New Orleans in 1956. A year later, Elvis cleaned it up a bit by changing One Night of Sin to One Night with You. We'll hear both of those back to back now.
One night of sin is what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make me hurt and still. Don't call my name. call my name.
My dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Life. I ain't never did no wrong. Now I know that life without you been too lonely, too long. One night with you is what I'm now praying for. But my dream come true. Oh, ain't it very quiet like I ain't never did no wrong. Now I know
the Saturday Night Blues cover of the week. We just heard Elvis's cover, and before that, the original, One Night of Sin by Smiley Lewis. A couple of food songs coming up next. First, the great Canadian blues talent Morgan Davis with Barbecue, followed by the Paul DeLay Band.
Later on in the night, when it's nice and the city lights are glimmer, the 1 o'clock set that I'm singing is finally through. There's a big pot of barbecue sauce beginning to simmer. So I slide and I ride, cruise to the Neptune barbecue. Let me have some barbecue, that's what I need. Rib tips, hot legs of chicken, yellow pepper got the grease all dripping down. Barbecue, that's what I need. Well, now a lot of folks say that the stuff and that a cream ain't good for me. My diet is a riot, it fit me just like this love. I can't stand to eat my rice and chomping on celery. When the meat that I eat is tender as a mother's love, let me have some barbecue, that's what I need. Rib tips, hot links and chicken, yellow pepper got the grease all dripping down. Barbecue, that's what I need. When our dad's in the flippin' them slabs is to make them juicy. The smoke in the kitchen is a hanging at a candlelight. There's a big fat lady behind the counter. Her name is Lucy. And if you ask her real nice, she'll give you a slice of a sweet potato pie. Give me some of that barbecue. That's what I need. What I need. I want some rib tips, hot links, and chicken. Gotcha. Yellow pepper with the grease all dripping down. Barbecue, that's what I need. Barbecue, that's what I need. Barbecue, that's what I need.
Something to eat. I passed by this old storefront soul food joint and you know, looked kind of run down, but I thought I'd give it a try. I went inside and it was true the place had seen better days, but beyond that, there was a sad vibe that hung in the air there that just, it put a chill into me. I had to write this thing. Let me tell you what I saw. An Ernie's rib joint, but it's just Ernie now, and business has been steady slowing down. Yeah, it seems like Ernie hasn't been quite himself since that woman be gone. Style cooking, biscuits that melt in your mouth. They said it was a great one at one time, but the neighborhood has seen some hard changes. Oh, since this woman been gone. A sign says gumbo, but there ain't no gumbo. He said they used to, but the price has got too high. Another sign says no saggy pants will be served. I guess all Ernie's out of touch with the times. There's a side room sitting empty, a little dance floor full of boxes, and now the food comes through the window when you pay. And you hear the sirens wailing all night long. This woman been gone. Yeah, tell her, Danny. By to hang with him. He used to be a track star at Union High. Not much, but a world-class drinker now. Yeah, it seems like the party has moved somewhere else. since his woman been gone. There's a jukebox with BB and Clifton and Irma, but it ain't even plugged into the wall. Just the sound of the TV and two men sitting and staring, watching the ball. Since the Dodgers left Brooklyn, since a phone call cost a dime, and since it's too hard to keep the place up by himself, nobody stops by Besson Ernie's rib joint. Oh, oh, since this woman been gone.
The Paul DeLay Band from Portland, Oregon. A sad song about the demise of Bess and Ernie's rib joint in his neighborhood. And before that, Morgan Davis with his track Barbecue. More Blues Line requests coming up now, and I'll give you the Blues Line number as well. If you've got a favorite blues artist or song I can find for you, leave a message on our Blues Line answering machine. The number is 780-468-2399. That's 780-468-2399.
Hi, Holger. Great show. Comme toujours. Dave calling from beautiful downtown Edmonton, toiling the midnight shift behind the wheel of my cab. I'd love to hear something by my favorite blues singer, Van the Man, Van Morrison. Over and out, Holger, from downtown Edmonton.
Whatever happened to P.J. Proby? Wonder, can you fix it, Jim? Where the hell do you think of Scott Walker? My memory is getting so dim. Don't have no frame of reference no more. Not even screaming, Lord, such. Fight 'em now, there's no waving duly party. Nowadays, I guess there's not much to relate to anymore, unless you wanna be mediocre. Hey, life and you under the sun and the moon and the stars now chum. I'm making my way down the highway, still got a monkey on my back, facing it head on and doing it my way. Please, can you cut me some slack? Unless you wanna be mediocre, and nothing new under the sun and the moon and the stars now show. Still making my way down the highway, still got a monkey on my back, facing head on and doing it my way. Please, can you cut me some slack? So many rounds down the road a piece jack. Syllables coming in tried to get on it. I'm still trying to find my way back. Whatever happened to all those dreams a while ago? Whatever happened way across the sea? Whatever happened to the way it's supposed to happen? And whatever happened to me?
Yeah, my name's Al Feiger, and I'd like to hear How Blue Can You Get by B.B. King. I'm out in Perry right now, and I'm working, and that's why I'd like to hear that song. So if you could play that, I'd really appreciate that. Thank you. Bye.
Line request for B.B. King, How Blue Can You Get? And before that, Van Morrison with Whatever Happened to P.J. Proby. That's from the Van Morrison CD, Down the Road. You're tuned to Canada's only national blues program, Saturday Night Blues. I'm Holger Peterson. I was thrilled when I heard that Alligator recording artist Marcia Ball was going to perform at the Edmonton Blues Fest this year. Her discs are full of an intelligent and emotional brand of southern boogie, rollicking roadhouse blues, and heartfelt ballads. She was a multiple award winner at this year's W.C. Handy Awards. Recorded exclusively for Saturday Night Blues, here's Marcia Ball and her band.
Yeah. baby, that's all you have to do. Just kiss me, baby. graduation can lead to District 10. And you wake up one morning and wonder where I went. Instead of sneaking around looking for some proof, why don't you ask me? On trust, false accusations bring an end to us. Once it gets started, a rumor's gonna grow, just like a raging fire out of our control.
coming out. It's been a beautiful, beautiful night, and I want to thank everybody for being as warm and friendly as you are. Just don't go changing. This goes out to you and your little dog, too.
Long Tall Marsha Ball, captured live at the Edmonton Blues Fest. That was recorded by our own CBC Edmonton crew, who did a great job, Ron Yakimik, Ray Buxton, and Dan Cherwaniak. And that brings us to the end of another Saturday Night Blues show for this week. Stick with CBC Radio 1 for the news, followed by radio shows from around the world on CBC Radio Overnight. We'll close with another lovely lady of the blues. This is Debbie Davies. I'm Holger Peterson. Hope you have a great weekend.
I'm Michael Enright, and you're listening to CBC Radio 1.
Hello, hello. I'm Lorna Jackson with a few words about tomorrow's offerings on CBC Radio 1. Michael Colton is sitting in for Michael Enright on Sunday edition. And in the first hour of the program, which starts after the 9 o'clock edition of News on World Report, Michael will be talking with Pentagon newsman Tom Gelton about military morale and the way the whole thing in Iraq is working out. It was supposed to be over by May, but still a lot of